Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 41st week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In verse number 22, she couldn't understand why. Boy, I'm really having trouble here. You know, of course, she had never had children before, obviously, but she knew what was going on inside wasn't normal. So she asked the Lord, verse number 22, why is it like this? Well, the Lord answered her in verse number 23 and told her that there are two nations in your womb. And of course, we know what they are, who these two nations represent, Israel and the Arab people. And they were fighting then, and they've been fighting ever since. They're fighting in the womb. They came out, and they've been fighting ever since, coming out of... It's not stopped. And the Lord made a prophecy. We're going to get into it. He made a statement that one people shall be stronger than the other, and the elder shall serve the younger. And we see in verse number 24... that when her days of delivery were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb, and we know these to be Jacob and Esau. Well, Esau came out first. It's interesting. The first came out red, all over like a hairy garment. This is interesting. Literally, I laughed about it again this week as I was studying. When Esau came out, his name was hairy. That's what Esau means, is hairy. So here he is born, and they said, wow, hairy Esau. He came out, and obviously it had to have been a sight to see. You know, I had the privilege of seeing a lot of babies born, and most of them that are born are smooth, and, you know, they don't have much hair. You know, some will have a lot of hair on their head, but they wouldn't have the hair on their bodies or things of that nature. Obviously, this guy was a lot different. Because the Bible says, not just as it, but he was all over. He like a hairy garment. All right, I'm going to add this and I'm going to move on. I can't imagine what Isaac must have thought. You mean I prayed for this? And this is what I get? I remember when Corey was born. And he's not here, but I'll share this one with you. Is he, where's he at? He is listening. He'll enjoy this one. When Corey was born, Latrice had a difficult time with him. And so he's coming upside, sunny side, ever how it was, and they had to get forceps, and they had to pull him out. And he came out with, and the doctor said, look, you have a banana head for a son. Because his head, because they had to pull it, it looked like, well, you know those gnomes with the, he didn't have I want to say a beautiful baby, you know. Here he came out with a banana head, and they were laughing at it, and I would say, put him back in, you know. And the doc said, don't worry, in a couple hours it will come back down and just be perfectly, and it did. He was a perfect baby, you know. I can just imagine what they thought when Esau came out, because the Bible states that he came out red all over like a hairy garment. Oh, my word. And then, verse number 26, after that came his brother, Jacob, and he took hold of Esau's heel. Remember, they were fighting in the womb, and I can just imagine, again, the Bible is so explicit in this and so plain that he literally got a hold of his heel. Do you believe that? Absolutely, I believe it, because that's why they named him Jacob. The word Jacob literally means a heel catcher. Heel catcher, H-E-E-L, catcher. So picture that as Esau is coming out, here comes Jacob holding on to that heel, still struggling, you know, hanging on to his brother. I can just picture him thinking, you know, as a baby would think, hey, we ain't done yet, brother. This ain't over yet. Of course, that's just being facetious, but he's holding on to that heel. So they named him, because Esau was red and hairy, his name's Esau. Because this baby's holding on to a heel, they named him Jacob. He's the heel catcher. Well, it says here in verse number 26, that Isaac was 80 years old. In other words, he was 60, so there was 20 years difference time. Him and Rebecca was married 20 years later, 60 years old, when he became a dad. Verse number 27, the boys grew. So it doesn't tell much about the childhood, about Jacob and Esau. But we get a picture of them in verse number 28 about what their childhood was like. Before we get there, in verse number 27, the boys grew. Esau was a cunning hunter. He loved to hunt, a man of the field. Now, the word cunning means skillful. He knew how to hunt. And by the way, it's interesting, the only other hunter mentioned in Scripture is who? Nimrod. He's called the mighty hunter. And both of those guys were two bad men. And here I'm going hunting this week. Now, I don't know if I'm a skillful hunter or not. You know, I heard Gina over there. She said, "I hope you don't kill a thing." I saw her lips moving, you know. Anyway, it's amazing that those two hunters mentioned, Nimrod, a mighty hunter, and then you got Esau, who was a skillful hunter. Both of them were worldly men. Interesting. He was a man of the plain, the Bible says. Literally, he was an outdoor man. Gives us a picture. He was always gone from home as compared to Jacob. When it says, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. You see the contrast. Esau was always out there, outdoors, with, you know, whatever he was doing outdoors. The Bible says he's a man of the plains. He lived for the outdoors. Nothing wrong with that. But yet we see the contrast between him and Jacob. That it says Jacob was a plain man of the tent. Now the word plain here does not mean common. There's a lot of commentaries and a lot of people who says that he was a mama's boy. That's not what this means at all. What this literally means, the word plain, it means he's a complete man. He was a perfect man. He was an upright man. It's the same word that is used in Job chapter 1, verse number 1. Remember the story of Job, where Satan had approached God about Job, and God said, "Hey, have you not considered my servant Job? He's a perfect man." That's the same word here. He's mature. He's complete. He was well-rounded, so to speak, in today's language. That's how Jacob was. He was well-rounded. He was complete. He was very mature. And the Bible says in verse number 27, dwelling in tents. Preacher, what does that mean? That does not mean he was a homemaker. That's why people get confused. What it does mean, he had his priorities straight and he stayed at home caring for his family. He cared for his family, and that's a contrast. Esau was always gone doing his thing, and Jacob was home caring for his family. He dwelled in tents, plural. Okay, he helped his family. I can see him helping his dad with the sheep, with the flocks, whatever else he had, whatever needed to be done around the house. Jacob was there, okay? Well, it becomes a real problem because in verse number 28, it tells us this. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob. So this tells us a little bit about their childhood as a picture, if you will, of them growing up, how each parent had a favorite child and it created a big problem. Now let that sink in. Mom and dad, okay? And I have 7 of them, and all the time the kids are saying, "I'm your favorite, ain't it, Dad? I'm your favorite." I mean, around one another. And I just smile. I say, "I love you all." You can't show favoritism around the kids.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come see us for our World Missions Conference. Beginning Sunday night, January 24th, the Rochester family will be with us at 6 p.m. Then, Monday through Friday, we'll have special services at 7 p.m. with great preaching and music. And then, on Saturday, January 30th, at 6 p.m., the Tribute Quartet will be with us. You don't want to miss these events. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.